Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren. Today we're talking about self-awareness, and I promise it's not as heavy or abstract as it sounds. However, it is really important. This is the first in a mini-series called Becoming Aware. Along the way, I'm going to give you strategies that you can use at home. Self-awareness is your ability to understand what's going on inside you, your thoughts, feelings, energy, and reactions. It's not just knowing how you feel, but asking why you feel that way and what to do with it. As with many things, there are consequences to how you manage it. There's helpful self-awareness, the kind that supports your well-being. This looks like noticing when you're overwhelmed and giving yourself permission to rest. And then there's unhelpful self-awareness, which can slip into overthinking, self-criticism, or constantly judging yourself for not doing enough. That kind of awareness can drain your energy instead of restoring it. The key is to come from a place of curiosity, not criticism. The goal isn't to be perfect. It's to become more present, more compassionate, and more connected to yourself. When self-awareness is rooted in kindness, it becomes a tool for clarity and calm. Now let's talk about why this matters, especially if you're parenting a child with additional needs. Self-awareness helps you remember who you are. So many parents I speak to say they feel lost, like their identity is buried under routines, therapies, meltdowns, and appointments. Self-awareness helps you gently peel back the layers and reconnect with the version of you before the needs. I recently came across a beautiful quote by Shi Heng Yi, a Shaolin teacher who blends ancient wisdom with modern life. And he says, "When you are aware, you are in control. When you are not aware, you are controlled." I feel that really speaks to the parenting journey. The more we understand what's going on inside us, the less we're ruled by frustration, guilt, or overwhelm. Parents spend so much time on high alert or tending to needs. It's no wonder your identity starts to feel blurry. But your identity is still there, under the noise, under the stress. It's waiting to be noticed. So how do you start building the helpful kind of self-awareness? Here are three reflective questions you can ask yourself. If you like, you can write these in a journal and think about them over the next few days when you have a few minutes of quiet. 1. What emotion have I felt most often this week? And where in my body did I feel it? Maybe it was anxiety or overwhelm. Maybe you noticed your breathing was affected or you couldn't eat much. 2. When did I last feel like myself? And what was I doing at that moment? Think back to before you became a parent. Was there something you loved doing that you haven't done in a while? Maybe a hobby or being in a certain place. These memories are clues to your inner self. 3. What do I need more of right now? Maybe it's rest, connection, time alone, support. Self-awareness isn't about being hyper-aware or overly analytical. It's about gently noticing what's going on inside you and using that awareness to care for yourself more kindly and intentionally. When you're aware, you start to make choices from a place of calm instead of chaos. You respond instead of react. And over time, you reconnect with who you really are, not just as a parent, but as a whole person. This is just the beginning. Today's episode was part one of a little mini series I'm calling Becoming Aware, a four-part exploration of how small shifts in awareness can have a big impact on your well-being. If you're new to the podcast, you can join our mailing list by visiting our website at diversewellbeing.ie. Next time, we're discussing feelings, moods, and emotions, and how understanding the difference between them can help you feel less overwhelmed and more in tune with yourself. Remember, every small moment of awareness is a powerful act of self-care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.